This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What is... Dax, are you...
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
That was Matt Devlin on TSN, courtesy of TSN. So that's the Raptors broadcast last night of the last basket. I'm guessing the last thing Tristan Thompson wanted to have happen last night was to get booed in his hometown, in his home country.
He probably knew something was coming, though, when he decided to dunk the ball. I mean, right?
Oh, probably.
He probably knew. So, you know, initially when I watched that video, I kept thinking to myself, why do we shake hands at the end of games? And then I forgot that there's only one tunnel there. What is it? It's, I'm trying to remember which bank it is now there. It's not, it was TD Garden. It was Air Canada Center. It's had like 10 names.
It's got a lot of names. It's a nice building.
So, Scotiabank? Is that what it is?
It's a nice building.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a really, really nice building. Why do we do that? We should probably shake hands before the game than after the game.
It's funny because you don't always shake hands in the NBA, right? And you certainly don't in Major League Baseball, but the one sport where you go and beat the you know what out of each other, you're you know group hugging and smiling at the end of the game. Did Tristan do a bad thing last night, folks? 216-474-0092.
It was just silly. I just think it was silly.
I would guarantee you what his thought process was, and it was I want one last basket in my hometown before I call it quits. I guarantee you that's what it was.
Maybe.
That said, he probably shouldn't have done it.
I also wonder if he would have gone in for like a silly layup at 0-0 rather than a dunk while the clock was still running.
Well, he got credit in the scorebook for 2 points. So, he scored in his last game in Toronto.
I gotcha. So just lay it up off the glass and put it in, especially if no one's going to play defense. And you just and then, oh, I thought the game was over, guys. Sorry.
Don't you hate stuff like that, though?
I'm not a big fan of unwritten rules. I don't like them.
Darko makes a thing about it.
I thought Darko was over the top.
Well, they're getting their butts kicked. They're down by 30-some points.
He needs to coach better.
Coach your team better.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And if the Raptors are in the lead at the end of the game, then it doesn't really matter, does it? I don't have a real issue with what Tristan did. Personally, yeah, you don't do those things. But that's it's pro sports. If your feelings are hurt by a guy dunking the ball when you're down 131-108, then don't get down 131-108.
Yeah, I'm down. I understand that. I just think the whole thing is just kind of silly. Like, you know, I'm watching it. You think that he just wanted to get one more bucket while he was in Toronto, and maybe that's true.
And he did have 4 points last night, so he did score twice.
Yeah, so it wasn't like he didn't
have a
bucket.
Maybe he thought one last time. I don't know. But I would guarantee you that his thought process was, I'm from Toronto. We're in Toronto. I'm going to score another basket.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's kind of silly. I don't mind the fact that Toronto was a little irked by it at the end. I understand why they, why they think it wasn't classy, and it really wasn't. I'm sorry, I don't think it was classy.
92.3 The Fan, breaking news.
Breaking news from the New York Jets official page on the artist formerly known as Twitter.
Uh-oh.
We have informed Aaron Rodgers that we will be moving in a different direction at quarterback.
Wow.
Bye-bye, Aaron.
That's a shame. Not that he got released. It's a shame what happened to him after he left the Packers. Tearing the Achilles right away. That was terrible. And then last year, he just wasn't very good. And his team wasn't very good. And he cost Robert Saleh his job.
Quote, last week we met with Aaron and shared that our intention was to move in a different direction at quarterback, said head coach Aaron Glenn and GM Darren Mookie.
Yeah, new guy.
Yeah,
new guy. In a statement released by the team, quote, it was important to have this discussion now to provide clarity and enable each of us the proper time to plan for our respective futures. We want to thank him for his leadership, passion, and dedication he brought to the organization and wish him success moving forward.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
Apparently, the report was that they asked him to not do Pat McAfee's show next year.
Right.
You know, if you're coming back, we don't want you doing that.
Yeah. Okay.
Which they have the right to do.
They have the right to ask him. He doesn't have the right to say yes. He doesn't have to say yes.
And then they have the right to say, hey, we're moving on.
Yeah. No problem with that. I get it. It's all part of the game.
You know what this means, though.
Aaron Rodgers is going to land somewhere else, though. Don't you think? There's another team's going to give him a chance, don't you think? If he doesn't retire?
He didn't look very good, Andy. I would think he...
Didn't Teddy Bridgewater find a team at the end of the year? This year?
Well, but Teddy was in great shape, man. He had just been working out with the kids all year.
According to Ian Rappaport of the NFL Network, it will likely be a post-June 1 release to help manage the cap hit.
Which means he can't go find a team.
Well, he kind of can. It's just
You can line it up. You just can't do all the work.
Right.
Yeah.
Like the Browns did that with John Johnson.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Yeah. Right? They did that with John Johnson where they were like, okay, you're released post June 1, but we all know this, so go negotiate what you need to.
Yeah. We'll see. We'll see. The issue for me here is only that, and I'm assuming they were going to go try to find somebody anyway. There is yet another team looking for a quarterback. There are a lot of teams in the NFL looking for quarterbacks right now, and that means more competition for the Browns. Where the Browns have a leg up on this is that they have the second pick in the draft if they like somebody there. If they don't like somebody there, then they're competing with a bunch of other teams to go sign the best available free agents.
Yeah, but where they're...
Challenge. That's a challenge.
Yeah. Where they're hogtied is cap restraints.
Right. So what are you going to do?
I don't know.
I mean, we all know what the perfect scenario is here. Perfect scenario is... The Falcons release Kirk Cousins. They eat his salary, and the Browns sign him for $1.50.
Right.
And yet he's going to still make a boatload of money because Atlanta's paying him. The Russell Wilson goes to Pittsburgh deal. That's the big thing.
Yeah, this is a tough situation. Every time I see something about Deshaun, and was he wearing his boot or not? And is that going to make his contract null? I always wonder whether it's true or not, or whether the team is pursuing trying to get out of the deal because he wasn't wearing his boot at some point when he was supposed to. Have we even really talked about that? About the option that maybe the Browns can get out of the contract, or that there's some way to do that? And then the other thing is, we don't know what it's like on the inside, and do the Browns really want to do that? From a business standpoint, I could see like, oh man, if they can make that happen, it changes their whole world. And you know, you lost 3 first round picks if that's the case.
There are at least 6 teams looking for a quarterback in the NFL this year, and there could be a few more if the Rams decide that they're going to move on from Matthew Stafford. You know, they could be added to that list, but right now the Browns are in competition for a quarterback with the New York Jets, correct? The Tennessee Titans, the Las Vegas Raiders, looking for a quarterback. The New York Giants, they're looking. There are guys that need quarterbacks. And now the Browns are out there with them, obviously.
Everybody's looking at the market a little bit worse for the Browns. So
Steelers are looking.
I wonder myself though in the offseason to come back and maybe be a little bit healthier and go play somewhere else. And would you bring him in as a backup somewhere? Yeah.
Oh, no. Could you imagine that guy as a backup?
No, I can't. But someone, I think, is going to give him the opportunity to do that.
There's no way. I would. I'll bet you a Coke Zero. There's no way Aaron Rodgers would go somewhere to be a backup.
So if they wanted to end this thing right, because it sounds to me like if they're saying, hey, you're gone, why wouldn't they have just given him the option to retire?
He said he didn't want to.
Okay, well, so that's the point. So he must clearly think that there's another place where he can play.
Well, he hopes there's another place he can play.
Well, don't you think, if he knew there was nowhere else he could play, don't you think he would step up? You know, it's a good time to retire. I'm going to retire. I'll just say the injury's taking me down.
He still might. You know, I mean, he could.
Yeah, but wouldn't you rather retire before you got cut?
In this situation, I don't think he was ready to retire. If he was, he would have done it.
Come out of retirement then. If another team really wanted him that bad, he can come out of retirement, right? Wouldn't you rather retire than have a team tell you you're done?
No. Dan? Ultimately, maybe, but the timing of this is terrible. If he's been thinking about wanting to continue to play, then why would you say you're retiring and file your paperwork and all that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think the Jets did him a favor then. But if he thought he was done, he should retire.
Yeah, but he doesn't.
If he thinks he can still play, then the Jets they did him a favor. Yeah,
I mean the only thing is if you retire, you no longer collect the paycheck. So if anything, he might make his way through. If nobody picks him up, he may be in that like Matt Ryan limbo. You know what I'm talking about? Like Matt Ryan was on TV, but he technically wasn't retired.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, I see it. I mean, I understand.
I don't think there's any way that guy would want to go somewhere and be a backup. There's only one place where I think that might be a possibility.
To be a backup?
Might.
Vegas? Where?
San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I can see.
He's from Northern California. Purdy's there. Brock Purdy has shown that he's a very competent quarterback, but I don't know that Brock Purdy is anybody's answer to being a frontline quarterback, and the Niners are going to have to pay him. You know, see, that's going to be an issue.
I don't know. Do you see chemistry with him and Kyle Shanahan?
Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah.
No, that's why I don't. The only place I could possibly think that he would do it, Andy, is San Francisco because it's his hometown. That's the only place. I mean, not hometown. He's from Northern California. That's the only place I could even think of. He does not give off the, yeah, I'm happy to sit here and hold a clipboard vibe, does he?
No. I don't see him as being a good coach. Unless he's on Jeopardy and he's asking questions, then maybe he could hold a clipboard.
You think?
Yeah, but then you're still the starting quarterback on Jeopardy.
So. Chris Collinsworth was...
Which, by the way, he was horrible on Jeopardy. Horrible.
Well, he spoke highly of you.
He was not good. Did you watch any of the episodes?
Chris Collinsworth says, Raiders?
That's what I just said,
Yeah, he could be interesting with Pete Carroll. We'll see. Raiders are going to go get somebody. My guess is that their first shot at it is going to be Sam Darnold. We'll see. Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter. His thoughts on Aaron Rodgers and more coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Daryl. Kind of the yell. He's brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. D, how are you, sir?
Hi, Daryl.
Weakest getting yelled for ever, by the way.
From me?
Yeah.
I don't yell,
Daryl. You don't yell? You have kids. How do you not yell?
I don't yell.
You don't yell?
No. Wow. I get a headache when I yell.
Okay. So you're the good cop in the household.
I'm not kidding. No, my wife doesn't yell either. Hey, before we get into anything that's of even more significance, Aaron Rodgers, any interest?
No, absolutely not.
I couldn't agree with you more.
I would rather the Browns play with 10 guys than put Aaron Rodgers on the field.
I couldn't agree with you more. And the main reason why, I don't think Kevin Stefanski, I don't think Tommy Rees need the extra...
Headache?
Yeah, exactly. Because, man, Aaron sure could play back in the day. But I don't think they need all of the stuff that comes along with him in this day and age when they have big fish to fry.
Yeah, those were the good old days for Aaron. Now his best work is done on the Pat McAfee show.
And he may have more time to be on there, right?
Well, he might, yeah.
Anybody going to pick him up?
I'm sure someone will.
Does he have a chance to be a starter in the league still?
Probably, but, you know.
Could he? Good luck to him. I was going to ask you, but Jeff already asked. So yeah. I won't, the whole Browns thing, so I won't go down that road. Hey, what's the latest? And I know that we've talked a little bit about this on the podcast, but what's the latest on what's coming out of Columbus and what that could mean for a new stadium here, a new dome?
Well, the state budget that was proposed by Governor Mike DeWine last week, that has been put on paper. And so what he proposed with doubling the state sports gaming tax to 40% to bring in an additional 20% to go toward stadium construction projects around the state of Ohio, both minor and major league, as well as youth sports funding. What has been proposed, and the key word, this is what's proposed. There's already been some political pushback in Columbus from what I understand, so I doubt that this is going to go forward as it was proposed by the governor. But the initial proposal, it's great for the Haslams, it's great for the Browns, and it's also great for the county and the city of Brook Park, because there's a way the Browns could do this without any tax dollars from the county or the city of Brook Park, the way that this has been broken down. And I broke it down on the website, but I'll give you the cliff notes. Basically, instead of applying for 25% of funding, or $600 million from the state, the Browns can apply for up to 40% of funding. Now, just because you apply for doesn't mean you get, but 40% of the $2.4 billion dome would be $960 million, which would reduce the ask from Cuyahoga County and Brook Park down to less than $250 million, and the original ask was $600 million combined between the two entities. But that's not all. In this proposal, the governor is saying, well, if you're going to do a mixed-use development along with your stadium project, whether it's new or renovation, you should be eligible to ask for state money there as well. And you can ask for 40% too.
Wow.
Well, if the Browns are going to spend Haslam Sports Group, I should say, has said that they're going to finance $1 billion privately for this mixed-use development, which will be done in phases. And if they can apply for 40%, guess what? That's another $400 million that they could apply for. And this is where I say they could eliminate the complete ask of Brook Park and Cuyahoga County, because now they can just take that $400 million they were going to spend on the mixed-use development as it is and just apply that to the dome. And now all of a sudden you don't need any money from the county or the state. Now, I realize this is just my thoughts based on this proposal. That's not what ultimately I think is going to happen, because there's going to be a fight in the Ohio House.
Right.
There's going to be a fight in the Ohio Senate before it even gets to the governor's desk this summer as part of this fiscal budget starting in 2026. But just on the surface, looking at what has been proposed and put on paper, yeah, there is a path where no county money would be needed and no city money would be needed, assuming they can build the thing for $2.4 billion out there in Brook Park. But again, I am talking about the absolute best case scenario based off this proposal.
All right, so one, if I were Brook Park, I would just try to secede from the county anyway. Maybe Medina or Lorain or Summit would take you, because they might actually recognize you, unlike Cuyahoga County. But I think the bigger question here is, who's going to fight this in Columbus? And I'm assuming it's the gaming industry, who doesn't want to see this go up to 40% tax. And then I don't know if you can explain this to me or not, but if the tax is, it was originally 10, right? Then it became 20.
Correct.
Now they're asking for 40.
Right.
How does that affect me, the consumer? Like, if you're making a wager, and do you still win that, or do they take the taxes out, or what happens there? Who pays that extra 20%? Is it, do you see it right away, or like, how does that work?
Well,
if you know,
based on what I've read and how the governor explained it, it's the gaming companies, who get taxed along with those participating in the gaming. So if you don't bet on sports, this tax does not apply to you.
Right. And that's I think it's great.
The governor's theory is the folks that are betting on sports are usually the folks that are going to the games. And again, I don't think this proposal is going to get through cleanly as is. But it is certainly something that I feel like the Haslam Sports Group will get behind in a hurry. It's something that I feel like all the pro sports teams in Ohio, the Guardians, the Cavs, the Blue Jackets, the Reds, the Bengals, right? And the other thing, too, is within this proposal about the mixed-use developments, because the Bengals have gone to the state and said, hey, we want matching dollars. Whatever the Cleveland Browns get, we want. And what this proposal is saying, okay, yeah, from a stadium standpoint, sure, if the costs are the same, you can get the same percentage. However, if all your project is just a stadium renovation, well, yeah, no, we're trying to drive economic development. And so if you're not doing any economic development, well, you're not going to get, rewarded for that. And that's kind of what this proposal does. It also creates a bureaucracy. It would be they would create a 7-member Ohio advisory committee for facility construction and youth sports or something like that. I forget the exact title. You'd have a chairperson. You'd have 2 members appointed by the governor, another by the Speaker of the House, another by the minority leader of the House, 1 member appointed by the president of the state Senate, as well as another appointed by the minority leader of the Senate. And they would help control this fund, which the governor is projecting to generate anywhere from $130 to $180 million per year. And that is based on current revenues at 20%. I don't know that the math's here where the revenues are just automatically going to double. I think it's fair to assume that, it will impact the sports gaming industry a little bit. Maybe fewer people will bet because of this tax. Just the way this thing has been laid out, the governor understands, right? The Guardians just came to the state and they're getting state money toward Progressive Field a couple of years ago. That got approved. But that's coming out of the state general fund. And what the governor is trying to do is create a fund that is completely independent of the state general fund that handles, other services around the state, education and, all that kind of stuff. So this proposal would accomplish that. So it is going to be interesting to see what the final language that gets to the governor's desk ultimately looks like. Mm.
Daryl Ryder joining us. Daryl, you touched on something there that I've heard about. Okay, if you're taxing the gambling companies more so to pick up all of this, and they get really hammered here in the state of Ohio, I can't imagine that they would pick up and leave and just say, yeah, we're going to focus on Wisconsin. No, we're going to focus on Illinois. And we're not going to do much in Ohio because there's still money to be made. But I wonder if it makes it a less valuable state for some of the gaming companies, thus defeating the purpose of increasing the revenue because they're not going to have as much revenue here. I just wonder about that. I think people are still going to bet, but I just wonder if that's anything.
Well, New York, I believe, has a 51% tax rate. Woo. On sports betting. There's a couple other New England states, too. Don't quote me on this. I could be wrong. I think New Hampshire and Rhode Island might be in there. It would, to your point, Jeff, it would make Ohio one of the highest sports gaming tax rates in the country. That would be factually correct, yes.
Okay, interesting. Some rumblings today. A guy with the Big Ten Network set out a little tweet that said, the Steelers have inquired with Jacksonville about Trevor Lawrence. Okay, whether yay, nay, whatever. Do you think that there's anybody that nobody is expecting to becomes available around the NFL at the quarterback position in a trade that might be a real intriguing option for the Browns? And even if so, is there any way they can actually get somebody in here who's making any money?
No, they can't.
Okay, that's
they're jammed with Deshaun. Cap, because remember, not only you trade, you have to have the available cap space. Right now, the Browns have zero available cap dollars. Andrew Berry, over the next couple of weeks leading up to the league year, is going to have to do some contract restructurings to get under that threshold. And yes, Deshaun Watson's contract will be restructured for what feels like the 200th time since he's gotten here.
And you think he'll go for that?
Because it's the language is built into the contract. Right. There's no going for it. It's built in. They'll convert his scheduled salary this year back into signing bonus. Hopefully they don't add any more dummy years onto the back of it, or voidable years onto the back of it, as to not increase the out when they do get out of it.
Yeah.
But which
they get out of in 2 years.
Well, right? Actually,
the length of the contract, anyway.
Yeah, it's just. So there's some gymnastics that Barry's going to have to do with the salary cap here, but I know that might sound bad to Browns fans. It's really not. Barry's been doing it for 5 years. It's, you know, the New Orleans Saints have been doing this for like what feels like two decades. The Los Angeles Rams did this for a little bit. Like at some point the tax bill does come due, but like they can still, I think, do what they need. They want to do, accomplish their goals in free agency that they want to, even with the salary cap situation being what it is. But to your point, Jeff, they're not going to be able to take on a significant contract via a trade. They're not going to be able to do that. Yeah, no.
Okay.
And that's why, even if they wanted to explore the Trevor Lawrence trade, I don't think they can.
Some type of best case scenario is something like Atlanta eats Kirk Cousins' contract,
right,
and they get Kirk for a song.
Right.
Okay.
The Sam Darnold came up in conversation, I think.
And sign him, right?
Yeah. I mean, the cash isn't the problem.
Yeah.
It's the cap management.
It's the cap, yeah.
So, if you can give him a ton of money and keep his, you know, cap figure really, really super low for the next couple of years, yeah, maybe you can do that. But, like, there is just the reality that the weight that hangs over them with Deshaun's contract and some other guys, that's why with the whole Miles situation, right, it's easy to talk about trading him for a bunch of, you know, first round picks and other draft picks, whatever, but like they're going to eat $35 million in cap space. And then if they, you know, pay the bonuses he's due in March, well, that $35 million becomes over $40 million in dead cap that they'd have to eat if they trade him, right? And, you know, Denzel Ward, whether, you know, he may or may not want to stay this year if Garrett, you know, gets traded, well, it doesn't matter. They can't trade him because they can't eat another, you know, whatever his dead cap number, $40 million or whatever his dead cap is. Like, you know what I mean? Like, dead cap is a thing, and it is something that Andrew Berry is going to have to deal with this year. So while it's going to be fun for us to talk about all these things, there just is the realistic perspective of they're not completely hamstrung in what they can do this offseason, but they are limited.
Daryl, let's pretend it is draft day and you have the card in your hand. What? I'm not asking for a name. I'm asking for a position, or if they might do something else. Because I'm listening. Like, and I'm just. We had Mary Kay on, but I heard Mary Kay this morning say it again. Double down on it. She thinks quarterback at two all the way. Daryl Ryder, you now have the card. What are you doing for the Browns if you are handing that in? What are you doing?
But before you say something, can I say one thing? Daryl,
yeah,
please be careful. The cleaning crew is not here today. And if you say something that makes Andy's head explode, it's going to be messy here for a while.
My head hasn't exploded on game day, so what makes you think it's going to explode now?
You never know.
That's true.
If I'm the Browns, I am selling Shedeur Sanders hard, which it appears that's what they're doing right now.
Yep.
And then getting the Giants or the Raiders or another team in the top 10 to come up to two and get him. And then I'm using the top 10 pick this year on offensive defensive line, best player there. And I am using that extra first round pick that I get for 2026 to go get my quarterback next year.
So you will trade?
Yes.
Okay.
What number will Arch wear here?
And which member of the family will be running the Cleveland Browns?
Yes.
Well, you know what you could do, Jeff? I'm all about giving you guys ideas for content. You should get a wheel, and on a daily basis, you should spin the wheel and to figure out which Manning's going to come in and run the Cleveland Browns.
It's got to be Peyton, right?
Oh, no. Come on, guys.
I don't think Peyton wants to waste any of his time here. No disrespect to the Browns, but I think Peyton's got other things he'd rather be doing.
Eli's too busy eating the hot sauce.
Well, hey, you know what? Eli could be the new Mike Holmgren, because that's all Mike Holmgren did here, right? Along with his drinks with the umbrellas in him, riding around a golf cart with his feet up. Or riding in and out of the facility with his Harley 20 minutes before and after the media comes and leaves.
The only... And riddle
I'm
me,
sorry, did I just say all that on the air?
Wait, we got a minute. Riddle
by
me,
the way, biggest Arches $40 million heist in Browns history outside Deshaun Watson.
Riddle me this one. We got about 45 seconds. If you push, if you're starting to accumulate assets for 2026 in the draft to get your quarterback there, and you're Andrew Berry, are you shooting yourself in the foot, or do you know something? Like,
you have to be.
You're going to be around.
Well, if you're, you know, you have to not make impulsive decisions. And to Andrew Berry's credit, outside of the Deshaun trade, he's not made impulsive moves. He's very pragmatic about what he does. And, you know, he does think things through. But I can't see him doing something just for the sake of doing something that he thinks might just save his job.
There you go.
Okay.
All right, and by the way, Arch will wear 28. I mean, you guys are, I can't believe neither one of you said that.
28?
Yeah, why wouldn't he wear? 28. Rick Manning. Arch Manning.
Oh, I see.
28.
Oh,
I got to explain it to you guys.
Baskin, that's a real deep cut right there, my friend.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, I mean, no, that was not a compliment.
Oh, all right. You'll get yours. You will get yours in the podcast. I'll tell you that.
Didn't
I'll be nice.
Our Arch Manning wear 20 for a while too.
But 28 was his main number. Twice a week on the podcast, by the way.
Daryl, thanks, buddy.
You bet, guys. Have a great day.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So before this last season, and Dan, this is, you're going to just love this one. Because why? It involves like deep thinking numbers and stuff. Next Gen Stats and Amazon Web Services, AWS, came up with something to make a new AI model, artificial intelligence, that set out to estimate what all 11 defenders on a football field would do, their chances of making a tackle every tenth of a second of every play from scrimmage. All right, so I mean, this is deep dive analysis stuff, right?
Yeah.
Tackle probability.
Okay.
That's what this stat's called. And with this new model, they say they can go beyond just counting stats, bringing metrics like tackle opportunities and missed tackles to the forefront of player and team analysis.
Here he comes.
So the season is over.
Mister.
And they've decided to talk about how all 32 teams did in this very key metric, like tackle efficiency and missed tackle yards for lost. Okay?
Okay.
And I found this on NFL.com, and it's from the Next Gen Stats Analytics team. The number one team, best tackling team in the NFL.
Not the Cleveland Browns.
The Kansas City Chiefs.
There you go. That'll get you the Super Bowl.
Well, might not let you win it, though.
Hey, we'll get you to the Super Bowl. Why do you have to be so argumentative about it?
I wasn't arguing. I was just like adding another comment to that.
Yeah.
It'll get you to a Super Bowl. Yeah. Doesn't mean you're going to win it.
I'll take that.
Number two, yeah, me too, the Baltimore Ravens. So they're the second best tackling team in this metric. Number three, the Denver Broncos.
Wow, what do these teams all have in common?
You got the Pittsburgh Steelers at four. You got the Detroit Lions at five. Mm. So you got some pretty good teams, right?
Yep.
Like playoff teams.
Yeah.
And then they gave you a grade on it, too. Like the Lions were an 88.8, gave them a B+. So it's kind of like, you know, a high school grade on this. And you
was there a curve? It might have been an A.
You scroll through the top 10, you got some pretty good teams. And, you scroll down, and it's like, oh, okay, I can see these teams are starting to slide a little bit. And I kept scrolling.
Okay.
I was looking for an orange helmet. And I kept scrolling.
And the Bengals popped up.
And I kept scrolling. And I kept scrolling. Ranked dead last with a grade of 55. I mean, even grading on a curve, that's an F. With an F, the only team in the NFL to get an F in this tackling thingy that they have out there. Your Cleveland Browns.
You can take away the pain, but you can't take away the swelling.
They said the Browns posted an 83.7 tackle efficiency, finishing last in the NFL for the second consecutive season, and the lowest mark since the 2020 Raiders. And then they said their issues were more distinct late in the season when they missed at least 9 tackles in every game after their Week 10 bye, including 18 in the final week of the season. And then they picked on one guy in particular. Says Denzel Ward's prowess in coverage helped him make his fourth Pro Bowl, but he missed the team-high 20 tackles. Tied for the third among cornerbacks, a league-high 10 Browns players missed at least 10 tackles this season. And three of them didn't convert even 70% of their tackle attempts. Okay. Now, can I throw a little
fun.
Can I throw a little defense to the defense?
Sure.
Or defense to the defense?
Sure.
In watching the Browns defense this year, I thought one thing. You're trying to make these big hits on guys. And maybe trying to jar the ball loose. But you're trying to make these big hits. Maybe trying to get the ball loose because your offense stunk and you're trying to get the ball back. I don't know. But I just thought, instead of just trying to make big hits, how about if you wrap up? Because, Andy, anybody who watched the games last year saw that the Browns had trouble tackling. And by golly, the metrics prove it. Dead last. The team right ahead of them, the Carolina Panthers, got a D-. When you're compared to the Carolina Panthers in anything except great uniforms, you got a problem.
Can we turn the page on last year?
Well,
let's just turn the page.
Maybe after this segment.
Okay, all right, after the segment.
You traded Za'Darius Smith. Za'Darius probably a pretty good tackler. Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah, to me, as impactful as anybody else on the defense. I think he could have been, would have been, should have been. And then he got hurt, and now, you know, who knows what's going to happen to him. God willing, he's able to make the right decision for himself moving forward. If it's his decision and not the doctor's opinion. But, so along with, you know, needing some offensive line help maybe, or making sure you figure that out, and getting some skill position guys, and getting, you know, a running back along with those wide receivers, and getting a quarterback. And then maybe some extra defensive line help and maybe another linebacker. You need everything on your defense. You also need a course in tackling.
Yeah. Do they offer that? Is there a master's class?
I don't know that they do.
Or a master class.
I don't know. You could just wrap up, you know? You don't have to make the big hit, do you?
No, you need to end the play and stop them from first down, especially on third down.
I don't even know.
I looked up time of possession.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I was pleasantly surprised. The Browns were right in the middle of the pack. 16th. But that doesn't mean anything.
That's good.
Pretty much everybody on the other side of them didn't make the playoffs.
Imagine if they had made some tackles.
Oh, Denver.
They might have had more time of possession. It would have been great. Bob Fanant covers the Cavaliers for the Chronicle-Telegram. He's going to join us next. Give us his thoughts on the first 65.9% of the season on Baskin and Phelps.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.